poll, plurality holds Joe Biden responsible for losing Afghan war, not Donald Trump. By Wendell Hasebo on September 3, 2021. A Thursday poll reveals a plurality of Americans holds President Joe Biden responsible for losing the war in Afghanistan, not former President Donald Trump, according to Emerson College polling. When respondents were asked which president holds the most responsibility for the war in Afghanistan, 49% said President George W. Bush, 24% said President Joe Biden, 18% said Barack Obama, and 10% said President Donald Trump. However, when comparing the outcome of the war and who holds responsibility for the war, respondents hold Bush, 73%, Obama, 70%, Biden, 68%, responsible, whereas the majority, 57%, of those who hold Trump most responsible for the war believe the U.S. won the war. According to the polling group, this comparison highlights the complexity of lasting conflicts. For three presidents, Bush, Obama, and Biden, the voters see these presidents as responsible for the U.S. losing the war, compared to the voters who saw Trump as responsible, who see his actions as why the U.S. won the war. The blame for losing the Afghan war comes as Biden evacuated American troops when the Taliban gained control of the country, which led to 13 U.S. service members killed and over 170 Afghans dead from a suicide bomber who detonated his charge outside the Kabul airport. Biden reacted to the news by continuing to withdraw those who reached the airport but did not expand his military force to secure the city to rescue any stranded Americans stopped by Taliban checkpoints. At present time, it is unknown exactly how many Americans are still stranded in Afghanistan. U.S. officials estimate between 100 or 200 are trapped. However, the White House originally claimed 11,000 Americans were in the county before it succumbed to the Taliban. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.